Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Los Angeles Dodgers and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Los Angeles Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jim Gilliam. Batting second. The catcher, John Roseboro. Batting third. The right fielder, Elmer Vallo. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gil Hodges. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Dick Gray. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Carl Furillo. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Charlie Neal. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Zimmer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Stan Williams. Pitching for the Los Angeles Dodgers, Stan Williams. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting second. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting third. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Drott. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Drott. And now, play ball. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gilliam strikes out. 1 out. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Roseboro takes first base on ball 4. Elmer Vallo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Vallo takes first base on ball 4. Roseboro moves to second. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dick Gray is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gray strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. Furillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lee Walls batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Walls hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Neal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Dark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hodges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Carl Furillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Furillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Neal hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Banks. Stan Williams is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Morin hits a fly ball into center field. Furillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Taylor hits a fly ball into left field. Gilliam settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jim Gilliam, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gilliam is 0 for 1 in the game. Gilliam takes first base on ball 4. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Roseboro bunts in front of the plate. Taylor fields it and throws to first for the out. Gilliam moves to second. One out. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Vallo is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Vallo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drott fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gilliam moves to third. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hodges is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodges strikes out. 2 outs. Dick Gray is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gray is 0 for 1 in the game. Gray hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Drott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams bunts towards first. Hodges fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lee Walls, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Walls is 0 for 1 in the game. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards short. Zimmer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Carl Furillo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Furillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Furillo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Morin. Furillo reaches second base with a double. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Neal is 0 for 1 in the game. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Furillo scores. It's 1 to nothing, Dodgers. Stan Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams bunts towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Zimmer moves to second. Two outs. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Gilliam is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Gilliam takes first base on ball 4. John Roseboro, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Roseboro is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Roseboro hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rosboro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Morin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Morin is 0-for-1 in the game. Morin hits a fly ball into left field. Gilliam settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drott fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hodges is 0-for-2 in the game. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dick Gray is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gray is 0-for-2 in the game. Gray strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Thompson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thompson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dick Drott is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Drott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Drott hits a fly ball into left field. Gilliam settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Carl Furillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Furillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Furillo hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Neal is 0-for-2 in the game. Neal hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Zimmer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Adams is 0-for-2 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Walls is 0-for-2 in the game. Walls hits a fly ball into left field. Gilliam settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dark hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Zimmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Stan Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams strikes out. 1 out. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilliam is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks, Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Roseborough is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Roseborough is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Roseborough hits a pop-up towards first. Adams juggles the ball. That's an error on Adams. Roseborough moves to second. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Vallow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roseborough moves to third. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hodges is 0-for-3 in the game. Hodges hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gino Cimoli now playing center field. Carl Furillo now playing right field. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks strikes out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Morin is 0-for-2 in the game. Morin hits a fly ball into center field. Cimoli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Dick Gray is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gray is 0-for-3 in the game. Gray hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Furillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Furillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Furillo hits a line drive into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Neal is 0-for-3 in the game. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Cimoli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Smith pinch hits for Tony Taylor. Paul Smith is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Tanner pinch hits for Dick Drott. Chuck Tanner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Tanner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Williams fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Johnny Gorrell now playing second base. Hirsch Freeman now pitching. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Zimmer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Zimmer strikes out. One out. Stan Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gilliam is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks, Gilliam hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Adams is 0-for-3 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Walls is 0-for-3 in the game. Walls is hit by the pitch. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hodges fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Williams covering. It's a double play. The game is over. The final score, Los Angeles Dodgers, 1, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.